Welcome in. In this lesson, we're doing a very specific jungle and old school drama and bass trick. Getting that retro rave top loop to actually glue to your break and your pace. Using only stock devices in Ableton Live 12. And I want you to keep one idea in your head the whole time. In proper 90s feeling jungle, the top loop isn't more hats. It's motion, swing, and density that makes the whole drum section feel faster without you adding chaos. When it's right, you don't hear a hat loop on top. You hear one unified drum record, and the bass locks into it like it has no choice. We're working at an intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you can navigate groups, sends, groove pool, basic warping, and you understand what compression and saturation do. I'll still coach you like you're in the room with me, because the details matter here. First, set the session up so it can actually feel like jungle. Put your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170. Let's pick 165 BPM. Get a real rhythm section playing. A breakbeat loop, like an amen or think vibe, and a bass line. Even if it's rough, a rolling sub and reese combo is perfect, but anything with movement works. This matters because tops only become glue when they react to something. If you try to design top loops in a vacuum, they usually end up too bright, too busy, or just disconnected. Now, step 1. Choose your top source. You've got two good routes. Option A is building MIDI tops. Make a drum rock track and name it Tops MIDI. Load a few closed hats, an open hat, maybe a ride, maybe a shaker. Keep it classic. Program a 1-bar pattern on a 1/16 grid, but don't fill every 16th like a machine gun. Leave holes. Bass is not empty in jungle. Space is groove. Here's an easy starting recipe. Closed hat doing steady 16ths, then delete a few hits so it breathes. Add an offbeat open hat for that classic rave lift. Then a shaker doing a slightly syncopated 16th pattern with gaps. The shaker is often the real roll, and the hat is the tick. Together they feel like vinyl energy. Option B is using an audio top loop. Drag in a 1-bar or 2-bar loop that's mostly hats or shaker. Warp it in beats mode. Set preserve to transients and transient loop mode to forward. Then adjust the envelope parameter. If the loop feels too choppy, push the envelope up around 70 to 90. If it feels smeared and lazy, bring it down around 40 to 60. Your goal right now is not the coolest hat sample. Your goal is a consistent high-end motion that doesn't steal the attention from the break snare. Now we groove it. This is where the old-school feel actually lives. Open the groove pool. Go to grooves and grab something MPC-ish or a 16 swing variant. Drag that groove onto your top loop clip and also onto your break clip. But here's the trick. Same groove, different amounts. Set the top loop to carry more swing. Try timing at 30 to 60% and random around 2 to 8, just enough to avoid robot repetition. Then on the break, keep it tighter. Timing 10 to 25%. Random 0 to 5. Why? Because in drum and bass, the snare needs to stay authoritative. Let the tops dance. Let the break speak. If you want the swing baked into your tops permanently, commit the groove on the top loop clip only. I like committing sometimes because it encourages me to stop tweaking and start mixing. Now we do micro timing, because groove alone won't always lock it. Solo just the break and the tops for a moment. Listen for the break's ghost notes and how the hats land relative to the snare. If your tops feel late or draggy, nudge them earlier by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. If they feel too sharp and like they're tripping over the break, nudge them later by 5 to 10 milliseconds. In Ableton, you can do this by adjusting the clip start a tiny bit, or using track delay in the mixer view. Track delay is great, because you can stay non-destructive and keep warping stable. A rule of thumb that's very jungle. Hats can sit a hair ahead and it feels exciting. Snares should not. The snare is the anchor. Quick coach note before we process. Decide what your tops are doing in the groove. Pick one job so you don't overcrowd. 1. Roll. Constant 16ths or shuffle. 2. Lift. Offbeat open hats or rides that raise energy. 3. Glue. Subtle noise or shaker that fills the gaps between break hits. You can blend jobs, but one should be the main mission. Next, we build the top loop bus. Select all top tracks, or even just your one top loop track, and group them. Command or Control G. Name the group TOP bus. And we're doing bus first thinking here. This is very 90s. Processing tops together makes them behave like one sampled loop, not separate digital elements stacked in a line. Before we'd add plugins, do a quick gain staging check. If everything is blasting into the bus, compression will spit and hats will get brittle. Aim for individual top tracks peaking around -12 to -8 dBFS. Then the top bus, before processing, peaking around -8 to -6. Conservative, Smooth, you can always turn it up later. Now, on the top bus, put this chain. First, EQ8, we're cleaning and shaping for rave air without pain. Start with a high pass filter, 24 dB slope, around 200 to 350 Hz. Pick the spot where the tops stop adding mud but don't get thin. Most top loops don't need anything down there. Brakes and bass own that range. Then listen for harshness. If it's scratchy or fatiguing, dip around 7 to 10 kHz by 2 to 4 dB, with EQ around 2. Don't overdo it. You're not trying to make it dull. You're trying to remove the sandpaper. If it's genuinely too dull, add a tiny air shelf at 12 to 16 kHz, like plus 1 to 3 dB. Tiny. If you boost that range too much, it'll sound like cheap digital hats, and you'll hate your track after 30 seconds. The target is sparkle and tick, not hiss and pain. Second device, Drum Boss. This is one of the best stock tools for sampled loop density. For jungle tops, set boom off. We don't need low end here. Drive, try 5 to 15%. If your source is super clean, you can push a bit more. Crunch, around 10 to 30. Damp, 5 to 25 to tame brittle high end. Transient, plus 5 to plus 25 if you need bite and definition on small speakers. And here's a big teacher trick. If the snare starts losing dominance, don't only reach for sidechain. Also try turning the drum bus transient slightly negative, like minus 5 to minus 15, and compensate by raising drive or crunch a touch. That gives you density without needle-like transients fighting the snare. Third device, saturator. This is about thickness without just making it louder. Pick soft sign for smoother harmonics or analog clip if you want more rave grit. Set drive around 1 to 6 dB. Then immediately turn the output down so it level matches. Do not loudness trick yourself. If it's louder, you'll think it's better, and your mix will turn into a bright, exhausting mess. Optional. Turn on soft clip. Often it's perfect on top buses to keep peaks in check. The goal is that the tops feel closer and more printed, like they've been recorded to something, not floating above the track. Fourth device, glue compressor. This is cohesion, not pumping. Attack, 10 milliseconds, so transient still speak. Release, auto is usually fine, or try 0.3 seconds if you want it steadier. Ratio, 2 to 1. Threshold, aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're doing 6 to 10 dB, you're probably flattening the life out of it and causing harshness. Keep makeup off. Level manually so you're honest about what it's doing, and turn soft clip on. It's often magic here. Listen for the tops to turn into one loop. That's the sensation. Separate ticks become a single fabric. Fifth step is subtle movement. This is where you can sprinkle that retro swirl, but please pick one and keep it subtle. Option A, auto filter. Set it to a gentle high pass or band pass and automate the cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. The key word is gentle. You're creating phrase energy, not removing your whole high end. Option B, face or flanger. Set the mix super low, like 5 to 15%. Slow rate. Minimal feedback. You want motion you feel, not a whoosh effect that screams plug-in. And a quick mono reality check. If you use modulation, hit mono and listen around 6 to 12 kHz. If the tops get hollow or disappear, reduce the effect mix or feedback. If you still want width, consider putting movement on a return so your dry signal stays solid. Now, optional but extremely effective, sidechain the tops to the snare. This is secret sauce for keeping the snare king, while still having bright tops. Add a regular compressor at the end of the TOP bus. Turn on sidechain. Choose your snare track as the input, or the break track if your snare is mostly in the break. Set ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you get about 1 to 4 dB of ducking when the snare hits. Now the snare punches through and the tops wrap around it. That's glue. At this point, turn your bassline back on and do an A/B in context. This is important. A top loop can sound perfect solo and completely wrong when the bass plays. Ask yourself one question. When bass notes hit, do the hats make the groove feel like it accelerates and rolls forward, or do they feel like a separate layer sitting on top? If it's separate layer, you usually need either more shared groove relationship, a tiny track delay adjustment, or less harsh high end. Let's talk arrangement, because old school energy isn't about one perfect loop repeating forever. It's about variation across phrases. Try an 8-bar approach. Bars 1 to 8, full tops. Bars 9 to 16, remove the open hat, or automate an EQ to soften the high slightly. Same rhythm, different tone. That's how you avoid loop fatigue without rewriting the pattern. For a classic pre-drop tease, Automate a high pass on the tops up to 1 or 2 kHz over 4 bars, then slam it back at the drop. Or even more error correct. Use auto filter in bandpass mode, narrow the band a bit, sweep upward, then bypass at the drop. That mimics old mixer and sampler bandwidth constraints and it instantly says rave tape. For fills, use restraint. A tiny 1/32 hat burst at the end of an 8 or 16 bar phrase is enough. If you spam fills, the listener stops feeling them. Here are the common mistakes to avoid while you refine. 1. Too much 8 to 12 kHz. That's where fatigue lives. Fix it with a small EQ dip and drum bus damp. 2. No groove relationship between break and tops. Fix it by using the same groove with different amounts. 3. Overcompressing the top bus. Keep glue compressor reduction to 1 to 3 dB. 4. Tops competing with snare transient. Fix it with snare sidechain and, if needed, reduce top transients on drum bus. 5. Stereo too wide and facey from modulation. Fix it by lowering modulation mix and checking mono. Now a couple advanced ideas if you want that authentic push-pull. Try two-lane tops. Lane A is a tight closed hat pattern, minimal swing, very consistent. Lane B is a looser shaker or ride loop, more groove amount and maybe a few milliseconds of track delay. Route both to TOP bus. It will feel alive without needing more notes.